Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today. I have returned from Crown Point, Indiana, where I destroyed Marco Stunt. Chopped him half to death, super kicked him for the pin. All of you that doubted me, it sucks to be you. We'll talk about that later. There's too much stuff to get into. I wasn't even here Friday for all of the fun and games surrounding the Crown Jewel show. I unfortunately have not seen the entire show, but I've seen what I think is everything that matters. I could be wrong. I saw Brock Lesnar beating Braun Strowman. I saw Shane McMahon becoming the best in the world, winning the World Cup finale. I saw DX beat the Brothers of Destruction in the return of Shawn Michaels after 8 years. I will give my thoughts on that when we come back from the break. We also have the lineup thus far for Survivor Series. We have 3 matches so far, all champion versus champion matches, so you can probably figure out where they're going for the rest of the show. We got matches announced for tonight's Raw in Manchester. We can go over those here today. We have a lot of news from all over the world. Floyd Mayweather is allegedly fighting in a kickboxing match on a Ryzen show. What in the hell's going on there? We got ROH Survival of the Fittest. Roosh is going to debut in Ring of Honor. NXT television tapings. Takeshi Morishima being arrested for attacking a taxi driver. Beating a taxi driver and causing serious injury, it says here on Yahoo Japan. We've got Wrestle Kingdom 13 lineup thus far. There is so much stuff to talk about here today. I'm going to try and take as many calls as I can, as well as your emails. You should know the number. 844-411-5411 is the number. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You're welcome to join the show here today through either of those means. And basically anything that is on your mind that we talked about here in this opening segment. So it's going to be a packed show. Get into it after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. There's so much news to talk about here today. I got to catch up on a lot of things, including a couple of thoughts on Crown Jewel. And I was not going to start with this because there's a lot of news, but I do have to say, Mike, is it true that that idiot Josh Nason doubted me on Friday and was talking about how Marco Stunt was going to kick my ass? Is that true?
Yeah, he was really all aboard this whole Marco Stunt train.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened there.
What an idiot. Maybe he can be Marco Stunt's partner over WrestleMania weekend. I can beat his ass as well. Been waiting to do that for a long time. How dare he question me?
I'm sure. Well, look, I tell you what, I don't know. I know you got a lot to say about it to catch everybody up. Those who saw it and those who didn't get a chance to see it, who still can see it over at powerbomb.tv. But hey, if nothing else came from this, we got filthy Tom Lawler another payday, which is good because he's got kids and they need to eat.
He does have kids. I'll talk more about this later. But first off, I got to say a little bit about this Crown Jewel show. I was very sad when I started reading results on Friday morning that I was not going to be able to be on this show on Friday to talk about it. I was laughing my ass off as I read these results. And a lot of people got upset. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe that we don't get to hear a Brian rant about all of these results here. And I don't want to disappoint everybody, but I've noticed that a lot of times people expect that I'm going to rant about something. And then when I actually watch it, I sort of understand why they think I would do that, but the reality is I don't have anything to rant about. And that is, in fact, the case with Crown Jewel right here. And I'm going to tell you why. There were a lot of things on this show that when you read about them, you're like, what in God's name is going on? But I got to tell you that in the back of my mind, Crown Jewel was such a disaster going in. The very fact that it was taking place, the fact that they decided that's the show to bring back Hulk Hogan, because, hey, everyone's already mad. Like, let's just sneak Hogan back into the show. The balls of these people. And then, what? We find out that they did some goofy finishes on the show. Like, literally, that was the worst. That was the least of the issues on that Crown Jewel show was the finishes that they decided to do. Yes, of course I was surprised. But when I actually watched the things that the people were most upset about, first off, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman. Obviously, they did everything in their power to try to put over Braun Strowman as a monster before he got defeated. He took 5 F5s, including one over the top rope to the floor, before he was finally beaten. He took more of a beating than The Undertaker did when Brock Lesnar pinned The Undertaker. I don't think anybody has ever taken five, maybe Roman Reigns in one of those WrestleMania matches. But I mean, 5 F5s before Brock. And that's all the announcers could talk about. Oh my God, I can't believe Braun's kicking out. I can't believe Braun's kicking out. I can't believe Braun's kicking out. Clearly, this was not a burial of Braun Strowman.
No.
The idea was to show you how much of a monster Braun Strowman was, that it took that much to finally beat the guy. Now, with that said, when I look back at, and I'm not really directly comparing Braun Strowman to Hulk Hogan in 1984, okay? I'm not. I'm just saying, when Vince decided to build his company around Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan did not go in there and lose to the Iron Sheik. Hulk Hogan went in there and he obliterated the Iron Sheik, and he won the title, and he ran roughshod and was undefeated for like 4 years, okay? If this were my company and Roman Reigns went down and I needed a new guy ASAP, obviously outside of Ronda Rousey, Braun Strowman, in my world, would have gone in there and he would have obliterated Brock Lesnar. He would have destroyed the guy. He would have power slammed Brock 5 times and pinned him clean in the middle of the ring in like 2 minutes. And then he would be an undefeated monster until your new Roman Reigns came along. That's what I would have done. This is WWE in 2018. They've decided we're going to do the same damn thing that we tried with Roman Reigns. It took 3 years to kind of work. Okay, whatever. Like, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. Brock to them is a big name. Brock gets his name mentioned on UFC shows. The UFC heavyweight champion calls out Brock Lesnar. Like, if that's what you want to do, whatever. I was surprised. I get it. And they did try their best to protect Braun. And does anyone think that Braun's going to come on TV tonight and not be over? Like, of course not. He's going to be super over. All right? Anything you want to add to that, Mike, before I move on?
Nope. The only thing I'll add is John Cena, the only beating that's been as close to this, not counting Goldberg doing it to Lesnar, would be John Cena eating whatever it was, 11 suplexes or something like that. You know, that was to show sheer domination. That was played differently than what happened with Braun, which, remember, started with Baron Corbin smacking him in the back of the head with the belt, which led to it. So I can understand why people are upset if they really don't like Brock Lesnar, but that one, the backlash against that one was a little more than I had actually expected.
Shane McMahon becoming the best in the world. Crying with laughter when I heard this result. For a lot of different reasons. Number one, I've been talking for years about how I don't need to see Shane McMahon wrestle. I don't need to see Shane McMahon having matches with guys that have better matches with somebody else, okay? All I had to hear was how good Shane was. We love Shane. Shane's awesome. Shane's the good McMahon. Shane's this, Shane's that. I'm not saying that, like, Shane's not a nice guy. I'm sure he's a great guy, okay? I don't need to see him in the ring. He's gotten so many concussions during his career. He practically knocks himself out every time he's in the ring. He hurts himself. He hurts other people. He's 48 years old.
He blows up a little bit.
Looks like he's turning purple every time he's in the ring, okay?
Grimace.
So I don't need to see it. So I was somewhat surprised at the backlash to our main man, Shane McMahon, becoming the best in the world. What was everybody so mad about? All I've had to hear for 2 years about is about how awesome Shane McMahon is. So I was surprised at the backlash, I have to tell you. Now, the other thing about it is, yeah, maybe I could be mad about this, but this stupid tournament, the World Cup to determine the best in the world, I had turned on this tournament a long time ago. I was so sick of hearing the World Cup to determine the best in the world. And you look at the guys that are in the World Cup to determine the best in the world, every single one of them an American. Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, The Miz is in there, Jeff Hardy, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley just gets tossed in, Ziggler, Kurt Angle. I mean, the thing was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous tournament. How can I get mad that the end result of a ridiculous tournament is Shane McMahon wins the ridiculous tournament? How can I possibly get mad about that? What could be a better ending?
To this show, there was none, was
there? None. What in the world are you all mad about? There was nothing on the line except a stupid imaginary, the winner of this is the best in the world. It was stupid from the get-go. How do you have a best in the world tournament and none of your champions are in the tournament? Like, where's the Universal Champion? Where's AJ Styles? Obviously, the Universal Champion couldn't be in there, but, like, the only champion in it was, what, Rollins? He's champion, right? I don't even remember anymore.
No,
that should tell you how much I care about this stupid tournament.
It doesn't matter.
The point of this is, that was a World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world. A nothing happened tournament where the matches were 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes. And then finally you have the thing they did with Miz. I mean, they're on their way to Survivor Series, which is Raw versus SmackDown. And I mean, I probably should have known when Shane McMahon did that promo on SmackDown where he brought the four finalists from SmackDown and he says, I cannot bear to have my sister brag that the winner of the World Cup tournament is a Raw talent. So whichever one of you goes to the finals, if you don't win, you're fired. And I pointed out how stupid that was. What a stupid GM he was. Well, now it makes sense. He's not a stupid GM. He's a heel. He is a heel who was, he was so concerned about his sister being able to brag that he was going to fire one of his four best talents if they didn't win this tournament. Obviously, Shane's turning heel. I think The Miz is turning babyface, which on the surface sounds preposterous, but as somebody who actually watched Miz and Mrs., and they've got a second season coming up, he's the biggest babyface in the world on that show. And so he either needs to be a babyface on the show or he needs to be a heel on Miz and Mrs. I mean, to me, like, I know they do that, but just make the guy a babyface.
WrestleMania.
Who cares?
WrestleMania wish dream come true right there for next year. A babyface Miz, Shane McMahon.
Hey, that is, because you know what? I don't think either of them are that great in the ring, so they may as well wrestle each other. Fine with me, everybody. I ain't mad about that. I'm not complaining about that. And then I must talk about the main event when we come back from the break. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike's got a question before I go into this main event here.
Just one. Now, with the steal with Shane McMahon.
Yes.
Do you believe he will just be heel for the moment to get us through the Survivor Series where he's in a manic battle against his sister, or all punches or, you know, no punches pulled sort of thing? Or is this a long-term thing because they want to jumpstart SmackDown, or just because this is what they do, they go back to what they know?
Best of my knowledge, this is long-term. I was basically told that, but, I mean, plans change all the time. But I think it's long-term. Not to mention, they have two babyfaces running the show on SmackDown. This is very unlike them. They love heel GMs. And so I think that, I don't know, SmackDown's not doing all that great. And it'll turn it around. And McMahon is a heel running the show. So I think that this is going to be a long-term thing. He's going to go around bragging that he's the best in the world, drive people nuts. Paige is the babyface. He's the heel. They can have their little battle, et cetera, et cetera.
Have we had a Shane McMahon-Daniel Bryan match at any point in history?
I don't recall. I don't need
beware.
To see it.
Beware. Yeah. If it's long-term, beware.
Hey. All right, this main event here. I gotta say one thing about this main event. So it was Triple H and Shawn Michaels against Undertaker and Kane. Shawn Michaels returned after 8 years off. And I thought that Shawn looked pretty good. And I know that there's a huge threat on our board about this. I have not heard the show that Dave and Garrett did recapping it. But apparently Dave was somewhat hard on Shawn Michaels and all of the guys. Triple H, I guess he'd mentioned that Triple H had made fun of Flair when Flair was in his late 40s for continuing to wrestle, and Flair at that age looked better than all the guys in this match. And I mean, I remember Flair when he was like 60, and he had an awesome match with Mick Foley on a TNA show. He looked better than virtually everybody here in this match. This is what I want to say about this. And I'm gonna bring up my match with Marco Stunt, because there's a point to this. I'm not just bringing it up because I want to talk about how I kicked his ass again. There's a point to this, okay? Shawn Michaels came back after 8 years this year. I came back after 4 years. And actually, aside from one match in 2014, it was also my first match in 8 years. Shawn stole my headband, stole my super kick. There's a lot in common here, okay? But seriously, the first match that I had back was myself and Filthy Tom versus the Rock and Roll Express. Rock and Roll Express, I think Robert's like 59, and I think Ricky is 62. But they're both older than The Undertaker and Kane, all right? It was a tag team match. This past Saturday, I wrestled Marco Stunt in a singles match. And Marco Stunt is 22 years old. He's wrestling all the time. And no matter what I might say about him on the show, he's really good. He's awesome, okay? I got a lot of really nice things that people said about the Marco Stunt match on Saturday. Even people that normally want to hate me for whatever reason, a lot of people said they really liked the match, they thought the match was great, they loved the match, et cetera, okay? Now, let's just say that during that Rock and Roll Express match, which took place, by the way, before that Marco Stunt match, let's say that during that match, we weren't scheduled to go the 12 minutes we were scheduled to go. Let's say for whatever reason, Mikey said, you guys are scheduled to go 24 minutes. You and Filthy against the Rock and Roll Express. So we come up with our match. We're going to go in there and we're going to do this 24-minute match. Myself and Filthy against the Rock and Roll Express. 2 minutes into this match, or 5 minutes into this match or whatever, Filthy does something and he tears his pec off the bone. All right? Tom is a super tough guy. But when Tom comes on the show on Wednesday, we'll talk about what he thinks about Triple H finishing that match with a torn pec. So let's just say that 2 minutes in that match with the Rock and Rolls, Tom tears his pec. And I basically, in my first match back in 8 years, I have to carry that match for 18 minutes against Ricky and Robert, who are 59 and 62 respectively. Like, most of the match goes out the window. We just have to go in there and call it in the ring and do our best, basically. And like, all I'll say is, I would not have wanted anybody to judge me if that would have happened. Like, my performance in that particular match. What the hell could I do?
Hallelujah.
What the hell could Shawn Michaels do? So, like, if that would have happened, do you know what people would have said about me coming back after 4 years or 8 years or whatever and having a 24-minute match with the Rock and Roll Express with my partner completely out of action 5 minutes into the match? I would likely have been eviscerated. I could have tried as hard as I could. It would not have been a good match. That's it. That's the end of the story. And the point of this is, a few months later, I had a match that everybody seemed to love with Marco Stunt. So, if Shawn Michaels comes back 4 months down the road, if they talk him into coming back for WrestleMania, and I don't think he wants to come back for WrestleMania, but if they manage to talk him to come back to WrestleMania for a match with Daniel Bryan, I would strongly suspect that everybody would be very impressed with him. And I don't think people would have made comparisons to Ricky Steamboat, who came back for matches with Chris Jericho. Like, it is actually a somewhat similar deal right here. Ricky Steamboat came back with a guy who was working all the time. He was much younger, and he was a great worker. So, yeah, Ricky Steamboat came back and looked really good against Chris Jericho. You can't do a fair comparison between that and Shawn Michaels coming back and working with Undertaker and Kane and a guy who tore his pec 5 minutes in. It's totally an unfair comparison. That's my thoughts. It's somebody who is in somewhat of a similar situation.
Oh, and they were going to do the big extravaganza. We talked about it after the Australia show. Oh, my God, they went so long. But it's like, you know, they're not doing it to be masturbatory. They're doing it because this is how they feel, as though they're closing the show. This is the big ending, you know. And Shawn Michaels doing that moonsault. You know, I could have went in that match without seeing Shawn Michaels do a moonsault, especially to outside the ring on top of Kane and The Undertaker, which could have ended far worse than it did. Yeah,
where was The Undertaker at? Dear God. He ran for his life. Poor Kane took a knee right to the head. Oh, I was appalled.
All four guys, just all of them, like, what are we doing? We're too old for this stuff. And I wonder with Triple H, too, and I know it's like, I don't know exactly how it works with plastic surgery reconstruction or anything like that. I'm sure you can make anything look good again, but like, if it comes to like a state of vanity, Triple H could not take any more mass off of his body. Well, I guess he could, but like, that's as lean as he's ever looked, and like, he tears things a lot.
He wasn't quite as lean as when he had a swimmer physique in the mid-90s.
Well, you're right, I guess.
But
yeah,
since he bulked up, this is the smallest I've seen.
Yeah, as he started to, you know, reinvent his body there, but it's like, you know, if he tore that pec, I mean, how bad? I wonder how it's going to look coming back. And it's like, is this something you still want to continue to do? Maybe it's okay to be Uncle Paul at this point, or like, you know, Triple H, the television character. I'm not saying, look, I'm tired of seeing these guys come back, and I'm a big fan of the era, and I have all my childhood feels for all of these guys. I get it, but like, it's 2018. Like, and I know the Saudi prince wanted all of these guys there, but like, at some point, you know, I don't know. You have to figure this out, because I don't want to see these guys on the world tour anymore.
Well, here's another personal thing right here, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say that I am a smarter worker than Triple H and Shawn Michaels. That would be foolish, okay? But
Ricky and Robert are.
Triple H is 49 years old, and he decided that he was going to take a Harley Race bump over the top rope. This is not like when Kevin Nash walked across the ring and tore his quad, okay?
The one that gave Harley Race a colostomy bag. Actually,
dude.
When he did it outside of the ring on the Hogan onto a table.
That's a hard bump to take. He tore his pec because he's flying over that top rope, and he has to hook the top rope with his right arm. He tore his right pec. I mean, that's where it happened. That's a hard bump to take, and he tried to do it at 49 years old. So, I mean, I didn't think it was a smart idea. Shawn, in that Marco Stunt match, I teased a moonsault off the post. Did any of you that watched that match think that I was actually going to do a moonsault off the post onto Marco Stunt? Are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? And I'm only 43 years old. If there had been 15 guys out there, maybe I would have done it. That guy's crazy. Shawn Michaels is out of his mind to do that move onto those two guys.
Oh, man, I messed up my race spots. Actually, Race got hurt on doing the pratfall, the diving headbutt where he would just like flat bump. That's how he did it. Would you do one of those? Would you do one of those headbutts onto a table outside the ring?
Are you out of your mind? Who the hell do you think I am?
Would you even come off the second rope anymore?
No, I do a dive. I did a dive in Vegas. But I had three guys out there, one of whom was the size of Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
and I did a high cross. Like, I don't know. But I mean, there's also the difference. I didn't make $3 million like I'm sure Shawn did going to Saudi Arabia. For $3 million, maybe I would have done a moonsault off the post to Marco. Doubtful, but I would have considered it stronger than I did on Saturday.
Well, and considering the show is all about the money anyway, I guess I don't blame anybody involved. Again, everybody got paid. It's really not about that. But like, artistically, and also just because it's not... obviously they're using these guys in the ring right now, but there's always legends around and they always fall back to that era and they always bring these guys back. And it's always a reminder, you know, 20, 25 years later that like all of these guys are bigger than any of your superstars of almost any era since. Once you take John Cena and maybe one or two other people out of the mix, like nobody's even coming close to holding a torch. That whole show was based around guys that like Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, all of these guys from the Attitude Era. It's really insane.
All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we'll do some feedback. I got a bunch of text messages here. I got a ton of people calling. We'll find out what is on everybody's mind. Basically, anything we talked about in the opening segment of the show. If you want to talk about the Crown Jewel show, Crown Point, all of the crowns this weekend, news, Raw, after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's get rolling here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Well, congratulations, Brian. How
Thank you.
Doing today?
I'm sore. What's going on?
Well, I am shocked. I'm a man of my word, and I admit greatness when I'm wrong. I want to admit to greatness, and you prove everybody wrong for a man that is 45 years old.
Get out of here. That 43.
You're 43? I thought you was 45. I'm sorry about that, Brian. I just want to say I actually wasn't going to go to WrestleMania, but if I do go to WrestleMania weekend, I would just go to see the match between you and the Chalk and Roll Express.
Chop, not Chalk.
Against that, well, you know, you and Tom Lord against the greatest wrestler from all of France, Mississippi, Marco Stunt, and whoever his opponent is. If he needs the opponent, I would personally gladly volunteer my services just to come in and beat you up, Brian. Somebody got to chalk you down. I would.
It'll never happen.
For that.
It'll never happen.
Well, what about?
I tell you what.
What about?
Might get Vinny out there.
Listen. That's what next guess. I want the greatest wrestler from the day ever graduated from Baffa High School to wrestle. I can't believe I'm going to say this. The greatest athlete to ever graduate from Baffa.
Hell yeah, you're right about that. My partner's fighting on the undercard of the Tito Ortiz Chuck Liddell show. You think I'm scared of whoever this little punk's going to bring? You kidding?
Hey, what if it's somebody that's just like that? I personally would...
What, Hornswoggle?
I would personally ask Marco Studd to go to New Japan. There is somebody there that can chop the mess out of you, and I personally would be glad to see that.
That ain't happening.
That never would have happened. That ain't happening, I know that. But the second thing I really want to call about is the group. Is it true that Floyd Mayweather is going to do a kickboxing expedition on Rising?
You know, it's funny you should ask about that. I heard this last night. Vinny's actually the one that brought this up to me. But undefeated boxing star Floyd Mayweather just cannot seem to quit combat sports as Japan's Rizin announced at a press conference that he is going to return to action on their annual New Year's Eve show. He'll be facing Tenshin Nasukawa, Rizin 14. They were both in attendance at a press conference. The rules and weight classes have yet to be finalized. Literally, nothing has been finalized. He says that competing in Tokyo was a motivating factor. His team and Rizin were able to come to terms on this fight. Listen, number one, I just cannot believe this is happening. I'll believe it when it happens, everybody. Floyd Mayweather, how much could Rizin possibly be paying this guy? Does he know anything about how things operate in Japan? Seriously.
Well, he will relatively soon.
He better smarten up, dude. Well, this is a bad idea.
If we don't hear numbers, and we don't, because there's where, you know, he only moves for numbers, and you could talk about him needing money and all that sort of stuff. If you don't hear numbers and he happens to go over there, you know, I'm call it what it is. This is not going to happen. And if it does happen, people are talking about what kind of rules will it have. It's going to be boxing. I mean, the best I could see is it's boxing with maybe spinning back fists.
All I'm saying, Mike,
it ain't going to happen.
All I'm saying is it doesn't matter what they announce the rules as. This is a show that's taking place in the Wild West.
I know.
And if I were Floyd Mayweather, there's no way I'm doing this fight. I'll just put it that way.
Well, that's unless this is, I tell you what, it is, we could have a return. This is already plugged some interest. Last year's Rizin New Year's Eve show, I mean, there is a spirit of pride, whether it be because of Takada or there is a spirit of pride that runs through those shows. And it has saved New Year's Eve. It has been really the only thing that's gone on. And if nothing else, this is going to bring some more buzz to it. I don't know where it shows in the States other than like on the Fight TV app anymore. I'm sure there's, you know, straight through the website or something like that. It's available too. But like, you know, we've got some intrigue, and I'm sure this is not going to be the only wacky thing they're going to be announcing, because they're paying Floyd Mayweather for the publicity, whether this thing comes off or not. There is certainly favors and money changing hands just to put Floyd Mayweather's name in their mouths. So he's getting something for this. So I'm betting that this isn't going to be the only money that gets spent on this show, and it could get wackier.
All I know is he's aware of Ollie and Inoki, but he needs to really read up about what actually happened in that match. First here says, great match, Alvarez, near five-star match. Don't know if I'd go that far, but thank you. For me, it seemed we got Michael Hickenbottom looking for Shawn Michaels, but maybe in a singles match with Daniel Bryan or AJ, they can help find a small hair of the old Shawn Michaels.
God, forget about Ali Inoki, Brian, because that was a work that went bad, and a lot of that was Ali's side. Who got in there with Takata or the kickboxer and then jumped out of the ring? It was not a Mamu Mayfield, but it was a, if I recall correctly, it was a ranked boxer, and I cannot remember who that was. Where there was, again, it was something that went sideways, and
my point is, what happens if this guy takes Mayweather down?
But I'm saying,
even if it's not in the rules,
that's what the curious thing will be. Yeah, I mean, that's, you
takes
know,
him down,
like
ties him up. Mayweather can't get out of there, beats the hell out of him on the ground.
He's a kickboxer, so if the rules are
no, that's what, hold on. That's what they say. Do you remember when Mirko Krokop was only a kickboxer, but he'd actually done years of ground training? They just didn't tell you that.
Yes, but he was still killing people with the kicks. And if you have a fight in there with Floyd Mayweather, if he actually believes that, okay, well, kicks are off, one of the first things this guy's going to do, or at some point when it gets heated, is throw that kick. And Floyd's not going to be able to stop it. And that's far more effective for the highlight reel and for that kid's career than any takedown and chokeout.
Bert says, I've never been to an independent show before, but coming to New Jersey, I will go and see you and Tom against Marco. Thank you. I appreciate that. This person here says, sad point, a reality to Mike's point, about no big stars from the newer eras apart from Cena, as they are all either dead or forced into early retirement so they cannot come back. It's true. This person says, Marco utterly humiliated you with the floss dance. Why no dance-off or counter-dance of your own? Because I don't dance. And if he ever does that floss dance in a match with me again, they'll need every referee in that locker room to tear me off. One guy, I respected the referee on Saturday night, but I will not respect one referee next time if he ever does a stupid dance in front of me again. I hate that dance.
Think Filthy does that dance?
You kidding?
Hell no.
Bert says, I thought Shawn, for a guy coming off an 8-year hiatus, did a great job playing off 2018 Kane and Undertaker and keeping the match going. Yeah, Undertaker had a fake hip, Kane had a broken foot, and Triple H tore his pec. What the hell did you want Shawn Michaels to do? He did the best he could. Anybody else, it could have been significantly worse. With the Brock's new contract reportedly being for two matches, do you think he will drop the title in the second match? And if so, when and to whom? It's going to be Strowman. I don't know if it'll be Rumble. Probably not Rumble, because I think that's right around the time of the Cormier fight. Unless they can talk him into coming in and just doing like a one-minute job with a power slam and not get hurt. But this is very interesting because that Cormier fight's supposed to be like in February. And you think Brock's going to go in there and do a long match with Strowman and risk getting hurt and break his camp and all of that? I mean, very well could go in there in a champion versus champion match on a UFC show. As ridiculous as that sounds.
You know what? If you're going to go full ridiculous, why not? Why not? And is it really out of the realm of possibility if they're really serious about working in with Fox, if the UFC, if they are looking at each other going, well, we're all about the publicity now, aren't we? It wouldn't shock me at all. It wouldn't shock me at all if that's the case. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I know some purists are probably being driven nuts over that. But that's not the worst thing in the world, especially when you have so many other titles with so many other guys. I just say give those guys something and treat them as seriously as maybe you would treat that. But, I mean, why is that bad of a deal for WWE? I can see UFC really not liking, fans really not liking it, but really who cares from a WWE point of view?
Versus Zed mean Batista versus Triple H is off for Mania. If Triple H can make it back, probably be Batista Orton. And by the way, this is very quick fantasy booking, but I mean, obviously, Fox wants Daniel Cormier to be a commentator for WWE. Cormier has been an enormous fan his whole entire life. I mean, this is absolutely 100% speculation. Do not put this anywhere on the internet saying that I'm reporting this. But I wonder if Daniel Cormier would be willing to do a deal where him and Lesnar are fighting for both belts. And if Cormier beats him, he's the WWE champion, and he defends against Brock in a wrestling match at Mania.
I love it. I love stuff like that. If done because they'll treat it seriously, be
that would
creative.
Be so incredible.
Yeah. And look, you have on the other side, you can give me Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. There are so many things, too, on a spectacle show like that. that's one of those flavors that, if to me, they I am very open to that one, and I wonder how many other people are.
It'd be huge. It would be enormous if they did that.
On top of that, you will probably have Charlotte and Ronda in a main event. I mean, there's a theme that you can attach to this, and you know, in the most bizarre way, in the most entertainment way WWE's ever been, in some ways, they'll have their most shoot roots. You'll have Brock Lesnar, Daniel Cormier, and Ronda Rousey all near the upper echelon or closing out the WrestleMania show. It's rather bizarre.
Spurs says, a McMahon heel authority that can actually take bumps for the wrestlers. It can't be that bad, right? Guess who else is a heel authority that can take bumps for the wrestlers? Baron Corbin. Well, you loving that one?
Oh, yeah. Well, are you going to love the fact that he's probably going to be back in the mix as a wrestler if Stephanie's upset with him that he lost to Shane?
Oh, God. This person says, what are the odds the same McMahon will take the title from AJ? I'll quit. Then you'll hear a rant. Spurs says, you and Marco had an awesome match, by the way. How's the chest feeling? It's a mess. After the match, I went and I swear to God, I put hand sanitizer on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ever say I'm not a tough guy. I went and washed it. Neosporin yesterday. It's a mess.
Oh, God. Now, are you changing your own gauze there? Are you making honey do it?
Dude, I do everything myself.
You're a man. Man's man.
You're damn right. Person said, I was laughing the entire time that Shane was crowned the best in the world. I loved it, even though it was probably for all the wrong reasons. The tournament was stupid. That's what I keep saying. It was a stupid tournament, so who cares if it was a stupid finish? It's not like it was a serious tournament for the Universal title. It's just some dumb tournament for some dumb trophy. Person says, no one has taken 5 F5s. Just guys taking 8, 9, 10 or more German suplexes. Exactly. If you listen to the commentary, it was all about getting Strowman over, even though he was losing. Whether it worked or not, I don't know, but that was the intention. This person here says, Shane McMahon dancing and sarcastically, genuinely proclaiming himself the best in the world after pinning Dolph while Money, Money, Money played was the perfect allegory for Vince's response to the Saudi Arabia controversy. Hell yeah. This person says, I noticed Marco Sten has been tagging with Ace Romero. Will he be the mystery tag team member versus Brian Tom? I don't know who he's going to choose. I don't care.
Is Ace Romero that dumb of a human being to risk his life by getting in the ring with these men?
First says, you could have shook Marco's hand after the match, but no, you had to get heat.
Heat.
Dude, when I looked at my chest, I remembered that stupid floss dance. And then he just wants to shake my hand afterwards like I'm just some geek. First says, forget Crown Jewel. You see Total Divas last week? Rusev and Nikki Bella had amazing chemistry. Both want the same things. Rusev needs to ditch Lana and marry Nikki. Sounds like an awesome storyline there, actually.
So, is that Tim in Miami?
I don't know.
Trevor Burbick. I think Trevor Burbick actually was the one who ran from Takata. I think that's who it was.
Congrats on your win, this person says. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your
home. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Can't help but notice it. Young Marco Stunt's been awfully quiet on Twitter the last couple of days. Shut him up.
I probably should have shut up. I would like to address my spicy speaking there about Ace Romero before the break. I was alerted to who Ace Romero is, and I recall seeing Ace Romero hit a pounce on a gentleman, sending him over the top rope of the ring, I believe, into the ninth row of the stand. So I would like to just say, well, you know, maybe Mr. Romero doesn't have to be Marco Stunt's partner, and maybe he should just sit this one out. Maybe we can discuss something, Mr. Romero, have him on the show and maybe talk.
I'd like to see him try. Not going to be Ace Romero. That'd be the dumbest mistake of his life. He better show up with Andre the Giant.
You better show up with Tom Lawler at all times.
I am going to show up with Tom Lawler. I don't even need Tom Lawler. Tom Lawler was nowhere near Crown Point on Saturday. I smashed that kid. Then you know what I did afterwards? I went and I sold merch. I made a killing.
Really?
I swear to God, between my purse for that fight, all the merch I sold, and the money we made off this Crown Jewel debacle, everybody signing up to hear Dave's thoughts on it, I bought myself a mic made out of solid gold.
What?
Yep. It's not a gold boat, but hey, maybe that'll be after the WrestleMania match. I ain't messing around. You heard me. Hey, if you want to see the match, everybody, check it out on powerbomb.tv. It's awesome. It's available with the promo code CHOPMARCO, 20 days free. Don't miss out. The replay's been up since, I think, Sunday morning. So head up there and check it out. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, wrestling news over the next couple of days. Don't miss Raw tonight. We'll be up talking about it tomorrow. You can check out Wrestling Observer tonight with myself and Dave Meltzer. Mike will be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.